You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Planning Division will host three sessions today to gather public input on the City of Oshkosh's sustainability plan. The project team from the city will be on hand at each session to provide project background and will give an opportunity to see draft plan goals and provide input. The sustainability plan includes eight themes: energy, utilities and facilities, waste management, transportation, land use and economic development, environmental conservation, community health, education, governance, and outreach, and climate resilience. Sessions are planned for 12:30, 2:30, and 5:30 today at the Oshkosh Senior Center South Building. A 52-year-old Oshkosh man faces federal charges for obscenity and child pornography after a grand jury returned a five-count indictment Wednesday. David Dejanovich allegedly received obscene visual depictions of the sexual abuse of children and child pornography in April of last year. On top of that, a press release said he reportedly did this while required to register as a sex offender under federal and state law. If convicted, Dejanovich faces a mandatory 15-year to 40-year prison sentence on each count and an additional 10 years mandatory imprisonment if his status as a sex offender is proven. One Oshkosh West High School junior did what less than 0.25% of American students can do each year. He achieved a perfect score of 36 on his ACTs. Roman Stonick credits his hours of studying and participation in the math team with his success. Two of his classmates, Aria Bowler and Samuel Kirshner, each earned an impressive score of 35. All are outstanding academic achievements and place the students from Oshkosh among the top students nationwide. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened a Title VI and disability discrimination investigation into the Green Bay Area Public School District. The investigation is based on a complaint filed by a Green Bay mother and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, who alleged that the district discriminated against an elementary school student with dyslexia because he's white. WILL claims the district prioritizes special education services to students based on racial priority groups, which are First Nation, Black, and Hispanic students. The complaint further alleges that the district discriminated against the student based on disability and failed to provide timely and adequate special education services. Lori Blakesley, Director of Communications and Public Relations for the school district, said the district has, quote, no comment as it is an ongoing investigation, end quote. See our story at WISS.FM for more details. Last summer, during torrential rains, the Mill Pond Dam in Manawa was damaged, causing flooding. An engineering firm told the city yesterday that repairing that dam, built in the late 1800s, is not an option, and it should be demolished and rebuilt to the tune of $8 million. Just removing the dam and returning the Mill Pond to the river channel would cost the city about $700,000. State Republicans introduced legislation that would require the universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. Could changes in SNAP benefits affect local grocers? Joanne Krulatz has that story.
As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down.
Meat Fest is coming to the Rush Expo on Saturday. And while Meat Fest in itself is an event to experience, within the event is a competition that fans of cooking shows like Top Chef, MasterChef Junior, and Chopped will love. Amy Shadian, the event's designer, said the kids' cooking competition will shake things up a bit for Meat Fest.
They had to submit their information, a recipe of something that they're really proud of, and then a one-minute video of why they should be chosen. The videos were so cute. I'm so excited to see these kids in person. They just have such personality, and it's just going to be fun to watch.
Two groups of kids will compete, 8 to 12-year-olds and 13 to 17-year-olds. Doors for Meat Fest at the Resch open at 11 a.m. Saturday. Maybe their wings were just too tired, but some pigeons decided to hitch a ride on a flight to Madison. The plane was in Minneapolis on Saturday about to take off when passengers spotted a pigeon in the cabin. They managed to get it off the plane. And then, while taxiing, another pigeon was flying around. The Delta crew had to get the second one off the flight before they could take off. It ended up delaying things by about an hour. But at least it wasn't snakes on the plane. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today Show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a 5th season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the 5th season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. It's 58 at our studios.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.